is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Officially throwing in their names for the President of the United States, it is the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast with weird news. It is weird news.
Yes.
But with Jordan and Keith.
Yes.
Has anyone ever pronounced your name like that before?
No, not at all.
If I can do it again, I'm going to.
I see.
That felt good. We've got an amazing show right now.
Yes, I think so. Definitely.
This is the weirdest weird news we've ever discussed.
It just may be, actually.
It's just an opinion. I doubt it. It's pretty up there. No, this is going to be the best episode of our lives so far.
Best ever. Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so this first article, this one's going to hit very close to home. If anyone there has a very big, you know, just love for puppets. There's a dead cat that they took to the animal shelter that they were very worried about.
Yes.
You know, it was lifeless.
Yes.
And it turned out to be a hand puppet. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, people that love cats. I'm sorry, people that like dead cats. But this cat is not a cat at all, but it is a puppet. Thoughts, Keith?
I'm just like, because we saw the picture when we were doing the research.
Very upsetting.
Well, and when you see the picture, it did look like it could be a real cat. But at the same time,
it's a very ragged puppet.
Right, but it's just like, at the same time, how would you not know that? You know, it's just like, and is your cat that small? It was weird. I mean, it really was weird. It's just very, very strange. I mean, because this person really thought their cat was something was wrong with them. And I'm just like, how does this happen? And it's amazing that, you know, the animal shelter didn't, you know, just go ballistic when the whole thing happened.
I think everyone thought it was hilarious, actually. They were just like, oh, that's great. And apparently the people that did it, it's a nonprofit that helps out.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Guernsey Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, this all happened in Guernsey, so it's a little local chapter there helping make sure we don't hurt animals. Pretty noble.
Yeah, GSPCA.
Are you pro not hurting animals?
Of course.
Good. All right. Just making sure.
You have to ask.
Well, it really kind of helps the audience when they hear, oh, good. Keith doesn't want to hurt
animals. I'm not
animals.
A psycho. You know, I got issues, but I ain't no psycho.
It helps. It's almost like a form of pandering. Hey, look at how many animals we don't hurt, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, because when you start hurting animals, that's basically saying, oh, yeah, this is psycho 101. You know?
Stop hurting animals.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But the organization, right? This wasn't their first mistake. They actually mistaked a sick seal on the beach that was just a duvet.
Yeah. And then there was a dead dog on the beach, which was another duvet.
There's the hedgehog that they rescued that turned out to be a pine cone. So
I guess they did have a great sense of humor, and that's cool. And I'm glad there was no real cat that was dead or hurting.
This is the fourth time that's happened.
That's what's so scary about the whole thing. It's just
I don't know if it's scary. I just think it's kind of ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, you're right. It's not scary. It's just so absurd.
It's absurd.
Yes, you're right.
He sees them coming. He's like, oh, God. This
not them again.
It's going to be a wrapper for a sandwich. I can already tell.
I mean, but it just goes to show you life is full of surprises, you know, and twists and turns.
This is a perfect story that really can teach you people about life, which is a lot of twists and turns. You think that you're in for one thing, and it turns out it's just a duvet.
There it is. What else is going on, Jordan?
Can I say, though, in their defense, and I just want to close it off with this little disclaimer.
Yes.
The pine cone by the hedgehog pine cone, that was actually discovered by an elderly man in ill health, so if anyone's thinking, well, I can get a puppet that turned out to be a cat or a seal duvet twice, or a dead dog then, the pine cone very, yeah, understandable mistake. So,
got you. And then, yeah, to be fair, when they brought this puppet, cat and cat puppet, it was mud covered. So, you know, it was mud. I mean, so it was covered up. So,
yeah.
So, you know,
you couldn't tell. It just looked like a ball of messy fur.
Yeah, to be fair. So, you know, yeah, gotcha. But
we have a story that's kind of relevant to this one. Okay.
Please bring it. Lay it on me, bro. Lay it on me.
All right. Okay. I'm excited for this too. You see why I put these together now, right?
Uh-huh.
We have these cops called to rescue this lifeless woman, and it turns out it was just a sex doll. So that's that weird enough for you, Keith?
So, all right. That's very weird, but slow it down.
Okay, okay.
You know,
okay.
Give the details, the deets. Yes, yes, yeah. Walk us through this.
Well, they broke down an apartment door.
This is Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, it was in Amsterdam, yeah.
Okay, a very liberal, liberated country, very free-thinking for the most part.
Yeah,
You know.
It's a very pro-thinking country.
Yes.
They love to think.
Yes.
They
unlike some countries, but hey.
Unlike some countries, we're not going to name any of them.
No. I want to, but I won't.
I can't even think. The list is too big.
Right.
So Amsterdam, they found the neighbors called, okay? And it was a lifeless woman, lingerie clad, just hanging, you know, just sitting stationary at the window. They thought that, you know, she killed herself. But as it turned out, she was just inflatable.
Well, and the cops broke the door down to the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this was a serious thing at first.
Yeah, they were very worried about it.
And when you see the picture of this thing, you're just like, how could you not know? But if it's sitting down or something and you're looking from a distance, you might think, okay, that's a real lady, you know. She might be a little disproportionate, like some human beings are at this point. So, for different reasons, surgery.
Just aired up differently. That's what ruins problem in life.
Right. So, I mean, I wish I could have seen the look on their faces when they realized what it was, you know.
Well, the cops said that, and this is their quote, in fact, they found a dead woman, but she was made of plastic and filled with air. So I think their whole emotion was relieved and they were filled.
Uh-huh.
Filled with hot air. No.
They were filled with glee?
They were filled with relief and hilarity. And she was filled with oxygen.
I mean, so how do we go from a fake puppet cat to a fake blow-up doll woman? I mean, so it just...
I guess it's not that bad. It's just kind of a thing, right? I guess it just happens.
Yeah. You know, the randomness of life, man.
The randomness of life. Well said, Keith.
Thank you. You know, I try. Right on. But that was in Amsterdam, huh?
That was in Amsterdam. And they finished up their, you know, help of the lifeless woman by just moving her away from the window. So.
I hope the owner got called and they were like, dude, you know, you need to put your blow-up doll up when you're not using it.
If you were going on vacation, does that sound like an idea that you'd be up for, just like buying a doll and just leaving it right out your window? It kind of like keep away trespassers, right? They're going to think you can just kind of dress it up and they're like, oh no, someone's in the house. We can't rob them.
I can't do it, bro. I'm weird, but I don't want them to think I'm that weird.
Well, I don't
I can't do it.
I think there's bigger things that you could be blamed for than just having a blow-up doll dressed
there'd
in
be like,
nightgown.
He got a blow-up down. He got a blow-up down in his place. Mm-hmm. What's he doing over there? He ain't right.
Do you think that they'd be more likely to rob you because they're curious about what you got going on in your place, or do you think they're just going to keep away from you?
Are they seeing the blow-up doll? Are they seeing a silhouette?
Yeah, no. I think they'll see a silhouette. That's my thing. Maybe if you get close enough, it's a blow-up doll. But you know, from you know a distance, it looks like a silhouette constantly looming over.
It could kind of backfire because nobody just sits in a chair like that in the window unless they're like somebody old. And if you know, and if they are old, they're probably falling asleep. You know,
yeah. Well, it seems like a sleeping person. Every time you drive by, you'll just see a sleeping, lifeless, inflatable body.
That might kind of freak me out after a while, and I'd be the owner.
You know what I'm saying? But you'd be on vacation. You're gone for a week. You're checking out Key West. You're getting sunburnt and jet skiing around the town, and all of a sudden, you hear that the police broke in. Do you think that it helps your case, though, that no one's going to burgle? Do you think that your home's safer?
Well, you want to be burgled. That's true. I mean, it might be. I mean, yeah, probably. It's just that if it's sitting in the window every day, all day, you're going to know, oh, that's not a real person. That's my thing.
Okay. Well, so, you guys heard it here first from Keith. If you guys are going on vacation, just buy a sex doll. Hang it up somewhere in your house where people can see it but not know what it is, and you're sure to get, you know, no burglaries. I think burglaries.
Burglaries.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not telling you to buy the sex doll. I'm not telling you to do that.
No, I think we know what we heard, but that's okay, Keith, because we've got to go to commercial break. You can argue about your case later on.
You ain't right.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about the dad who we talked about previously, who placed an ad for his son to get, you know, a date. It's finally coming up good for him. He's got 12 prospects, so.
Way to hook it up, Pops.
Yeah.
Way to hook it up.
We'll hear more about that after this.
All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, and we're back.
And we are back.
It's Keith and Jordan. I'm feeling great. Love that commercial. Love it.
What was your favorite part about that commercial?
Everything, the beginning, the end, the middle, the plot. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yes. It just took me home.
Would you say if there was one problem with that commercial, what would it have been?
There is none.
Really?
Okay. None. It's perfect.
Keith, perfect. Lover of commercials. Yeah.
That's right. I love them.
Can't blame you.
So, man, where do I begin? So, okay, it's one thing to be a bachelor. And maybe you're not dating that much. Maybe you have no social life. So it's, we've heard of people having meddling parents. Everyone's parents have meddled sometimes in their life. You still love them. But
this guy,
his dad places an ad for him for a wife. So that's part of the crazy part.
Yeah.
The second part.
And we talked about that before. You guys know. Right. If you don't know. Dad placed an ad for the wife. Go back to another episode. It's a good chance to hear other weird news along with catching
So the son gets 12 prospects. Yeah. That's the best part. It's like the ladies responded.
Yeah.
You know, this happened in Salt Lake City. So, he placed an ad in Idaho. Okay. And it says, women interested in marrying his 48-year-old son. Okay. So the son's middle-aged. Okay. And they're like, yeah, I'm down. So, I'm sorry. I'm just in shock that this actually happened and that it's like working.
Can I say?
Please go ahead.
Son's 48. Yes. In case you guys thought this was like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I said that, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm covering the bases here. Son's 48. Dad's 78. Older man trying to help. The son's like, it's embarrassing, but I guess you know. Love in a hopeless place. He's trying to make it work. So he's like, yeah, I know it's so embarrassing, but I'll let him do it. So the ad costs $900. There's 12 women around the U.S. that are, you know, interested in him. And now, because of that, they are setting up interviews. I think the dad is going to interview.
So Arthur Brooks is the father.
Yeah.
And he was going to – so he set the ad up in the Cordelan. It's French. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Cordelin.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. So the son's name is Baron Brooks. Mm-hmm. So now, I like the name, Baron Brooks.
I thought you would.
Yeah. I can dig that. It's got a fashion designer, director, author kind of name.
Would you name a son get Baron?
Yes, I would.
Do you think that if you have
means
a son,
low-ranking noble.
He definitely will be named Baron. Like,
probably.
That's the name you've chosen.
More than likely.
Unless the mom has some problems with it.
It may not matter, bro, but yeah. That's what I say now. I'm all courageous, but
it happens. Let's wait.
She's like,
you realize this is recorded.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm saying that now, but yeah, once it happens, I'm like, yes, dear. right? You know, I can make fun of myself. You have to sometimes. But yeah, so my favorite part is that he's like, oh, I'm embarrassed my dad did this. I let him do it. You know, my dad's 78. You know, I'm 48. I let him do it, but I'm going to go ahead and go for it with it.
I kind of feel so like you he's ain't saying that embarrassing, bro. But you're really, excited. How embarrassed are you?
Right? Right? You're like, thanks, Pops.
Yeah, no, he's trying to play it cool like a normal person. Yeah. Like, oh, no, man.
And he's like, bring him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You see that too, right?
Yeah, I totally see that.
Well, the son did say that I think a big reason the dad wants to do this is so they can have a grandchild to carry the family name.
And you know what? You can't argue with your father when he says that to you. I can just be quiet. I'm like, yeah, I get it. And this ad was like $900 for that ad, dude. That's kind of expensive. But I guess it's an investment that's paying off, huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, 12-fold.
Yeah, so yeah, your pops is pretty cool, Baron. You got a cool pops, bro.
I don't know. Yeah. The big telling thing to me right now is the fact that you are embarrassed by it, or at least you say you're embarrassed by it, but you're kind of going through with it. I feel like I've been in that situation a lot of times where I'm like, oh, no, they accidentally gave me an extra sandwich. Now I have to eat both of them so they don't go to waste. Like, it's kind of like you're covering up because you're trying not to be ashamed of it. But
oh, it's like you're at the restaurant and they ask you how the food was and you say it sucked, but the plate was clean dry.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been in that situation.
But
that's never happened to me.
Well, I've seen people like, oh, I didn't care for it. I'm like, why'd you eat it then? You ate the whole thing.
Did you ever tell the waiter or waitress when they came by the food sucked, but then they saw your plate was?
I've sat with people who did that, you know, or they complained to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ate it anyway.
A person, not just you, but they complained to the waiter and waitress after eating it.
They would complain to me. They were afraid to complain to the waitress or waiter about it.
Yeah.
They complained to me, but they ate it anyway. I'm like, well, why'd you eat it if you didn't like it?
Oh, it's got mayonnaise on it, and I don't eat mayonnaise, but I don't want to complain about it.
No, they were just like, oh.
Oh, the food just generally isn't good.
Yeah, and they ate it anyway. Like, what's wrong with you? But yeah, so, you know.
Maybe they're hungry. I don't know.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
man.
It is what it is. But my thing is, I think you should just own it, Baron. You should just say, hey, that's embarrassing. I don't care. I'm 48 years old and I'm looking for love. People do it all the time on reality TV. Just own it.
Exactly.
There are way more desperate people than you.
Completely. So I'm kind of curious.
12 of them. No.
I'm curious about the 12 girls. Like, you know, what their backgrounds. But
this is going to be a real-life Bachelor.
I know, right?
Just kind of less impressed.
But that would be worth watching on TV.
No, versus, I would love to see this reality show.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyone who's thinking about turning this into a reality show, you got that idea from us. We want credit for it.
Yes, yes. So, speaking of love and
nice segue. If only you people knew.
Love and lust.
So this is an idea that two Stanford students came up with after, you know, a night of getting drunk and partying at frats.
Right.
The website, it's called I Just Redacted. We can't say it because it's not.
IArrivedLate.org. Yeah, how about that?
I just redacted.org.
Yeah, I just arrived late.org.
And it's a porn site that whenever you watch a video for it, you're donating a little bit to charity.
Yeah.
So it's just a thing. They donate a penny for every video that's watched. You're allowed to watch, I think, 2 videos a day. Is it 2, Keith?
Yeah, but how are they going to know that? That was my thing.
Well, your IP address and things like that.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, well, okay. I mean, that makes sense.
You can get on 2 different laptops and you'll be donating 4 cents to charity.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, what, just a penny? How much was it?
A penny, but, you know, that
Talk
really
about
adds
cheapskate,
up.
Dude. Cheapskate, dude. A penny?
They would go bankrupt in a heartbeat if it was a dollar, if it was anything more than a penny. Do you know how popular the business they've gotten into is?
But they're only limited to 2 donations a day, dude.
It's the only thing that beats cats
so
on the internet.
So 2 cents a day. I mean, that's just kind of funny to me.
Well, how many cents did you donate to charity yesterday?
I didn't donate anything, dude.
Exactly. That's 2 cents more than you would have, and that really adds on.
Well, point taken.
Yeah.
And there's a 15-minute cool-off period, so talk about having to.
Yeah, you can't just open up 5 tabs. You have to open up a video, wait 15 minutes, then open up the other one, and then you've given your 2 cents to society.
Yeah. So, you know, and understand, so this is how we got to this article. porn website promises to donate to charity when viewers masturbate. That was the caption. That was the byline. That was the line. I'm like, okay, got to see this.
I'm nervous about using anything about this article, including the headline.
But it's just funny to me that talk about having too much time on your hands. I mean, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, hey, it is. So, yeah, drunk night partying at frats. Okay.
I think it's cool, though. I think that you're – this is the most selfish thing you can be doing because you're not involving anyone else. It's just you in a room. And yet you're still saving money for charity. How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, this could spread like wildfire because, I mean, yeah. And they said, quote, originally we were trying to build a tender for lunch for people who didn't want to eat alone. I mean, so and then yeah, so that was their initial, you know, premise, what they were trying to do.
Well, they're so, also for the whole thing, they're supporting a lot of different causes like prostate and ovarian cancer research. So
yeah,
it's very noble. They're doing their bit to help out people.
Yeah,
and they're allowing all of us to do our 2 cents to help.
Well,
out
Well, you
people.
See, but you cheated me, bro, because I wanted to. Each penny per self-pleasure will be divided up between one of 3 charities. And you mentioned, so the Movember Foundation, that's when guys shave their mustaches or beards and, you know, for the whole month. Like you said, ovarian cancer and the Joyful Heart Foundation. So, I mean, that's cool.
And what's really cool is that they started this by launching a private version, you know, mm-hmm. anonymously. And they raised $1,000 for charity in a very short time. They don't really specify how long it took, but incredibly short. They already raised $1,000. So
yeah, but here's the killing part. So Stanford undergrads using the names Adam Lee and James Cook, so that you know this doesn't affect any future career goal. So you can't even use your real names. I mean, dude, this is a charity you're doing. It's not starring in the porn.
Come
on,
you're smart enough to know why they didn't use their name.
I just think that's kind of squirrely and funny to me, though. I mean, because it's one thing if you are the porn star. You're donating this to charity. This is a humanitarian thing. I get what you're saying, though. I just think it's kind of funny and squirrely, but it's cool. But it's time for a break.
Well, end that article, though, mm-hmm. A news reporter contacted each of the organizations
uh-huh.
to get their reaction, and none of them had heard of it. And a spokeswoman for Joyful Heart Foundation
mm-hmm.
said they'd turn the matter over to counsel for further review. So,
well, yeah, that sounds about right. Just being logistically, legally speaking.
The two other groups didn't want to comment, so, yeah.
Which means that they've heard of it, and then it's working. They don't want men to take the money.
So some people think it's kind of a scam or a scheme because, you know, people aren't for sure yet. But
it's possible.
Other people are thinking, you know, since they're calling broader attention to it, it's got to be something going on. So
there it is.
Who knows? Yeah, we'll find out as time goes on. And until then, we'll see you guys for the next commercial break.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Everybody, I'm so glad that you got to listen to our commercial, but now I'm sorry to say we're going to pick up back on the show, so... You guys want to rewind and listen to the commercial again?
Might want
to
redo that.
Well, no. Honestly, Keith, I think that commercial was my favorite. You may choose your favorites, maybe the first one, but that second break really did it for me. But unfortunately, we are going to have to bring it back to the show. So, in other news, what we have going on right now is the Hip Hop Cops.
Okay.
I love just saying that. So, yeah, I'm Hip Hop Cops. Can I just say it one more? Hip-hop
this,
cops.
This
All
is
right.
back in
it's
New
got
Zealand.
Got a ring to it, yeah. So in New Zealand, yeah. Do you want to do this story? Can you handle this one?
I don't know, Jordan. Can I?
I believe in you. Grasshopper.
So, yeah. So what's cool? I mean, when you think of police, you don't think of hip hop, or if you do, it's usually some song saying, "We can't stand the police coming out of Compton."
You know, if podcasting doesn't work out for you, you can do a great job censoring things for churches.
Right? Yeah, we can't stand the police coming out of Compton, but no. So, so yeah, that's what you usually think, you know, when you think of police and hip hop. But this case is pretty cool, though. So basically, down in New Zealand, there was a national championship performance in Wellington, New Zealand. It was on a Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. Wellington.
Right. So these guys came out on stage, and, you know, the first they start staring at each other like they're about to, you know, have a fight like it's West Side Story, you know. They're gazing from across the room on the stage, the other side of the stage, diagonally looking, and then all of a sudden the music comes on and they start popping and locking. And you can see this, like, on YouTube. I mean, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. They use old school music when they're dancing.
Yeah, they do a lot of different songs. They've even done Can't Stop the Feeling with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. They started off with KRS-One, Sound of the Police, which is actually an anti-police song. So there's irony in using that. But it was very clever and brilliant that they did. So, and these guys were having fun. They were having a lot of fun, you know.
And they ended it with the grand finale, a head spin.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're doing the Running Man. I mean, they were getting it in. They were doing it. They were having some fun.
It's cool. And
yeah,
cops got moves. They do.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, you know, I gotta say, this should spread to the USA. I mean, I think if cops were going,
what, cops being nice,
right, right.
Yeah. Well, we got a few stories and weird news. No offense to cops. Come on.
Well, no, I mean, you have some good cops.
Yeah, you've got some good cops. That's our disclaimer.
And you never hear those stories, unfortunately.
You don't. So, we do hear a lot of fun stories about cops in Australia and New Zealand and things like that, doing weird news that we've heard. And
I mean, come on.
Sounds fun.
Dude, when a cop is spinning on his head around, like doing a windmill and stuff, I mean, you gotta have love and respect for that, bro. I mean, I would love to see this in the USA where they're just going from town to town just doing this. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a great icebreaker, man.
Well, I think that there's some cops, that there's videos of cops in the U.S. doing running man challenges. So.
Oh, I have to look
it's
that up.
It's catching
now.
On, yeah.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I was digging it, though. It's a lot of fun, cute story. Yeah, New Zealand seems like it's a pretty cool place to be. So
it does. You know, it's not just for Lord of the Rings anymore. It's also for cool cops and
precious.
Fly to the Concords.
Love my precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I
not
hear
your
you.
Best impression, but
no,
yeah,
it's not.
I got what you were doing.
Yeah, yeah. You could see it me doing
it. Yeah, you did the hand thing.
Precious. Precious love hip hop.
I've got a question for you, though. Yes. Oh, by the way, it killed the.
Oh, yeah.
The cops, they killed it.
Oh yeah. They probably won. Ooh, yeah.
Not a good choice of words. But
I know what you meant.
My bad,
though.
Yeah, you get it.
With their bulletproof vest on.
Totally unintended pun. But they were met with a standing ovation. They proved a hit with the youth in the audience.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you relate to people. And I think that's cool.
Through dance.
I mean, definitely, man. Definitely. Dance off. No fight off. Dance off.
That's good, yeah.
More cops dancing off. There you go.
I think that can make the world a better place.
Bro, criminals be like, what the? Do that again, dude. I'm dropping the cash right now. Do that.
Maybe not all criminals would react so, like, ideally.
I think some would, though.
Do you think that a lot of them would stop what they were doing?
Because then, like, what the heck was that? Yeah, I think some of them would. I think some, not all. I think some criminals would be like, man, this
is dope.
I
think the percentage would be incredibly small.
I think it might be more than you think.
Because
that's something.
Right. I hope I'm wrong.
That's something they would never anticipate something like that happening.
That's true.
That's
true.
Why it's that wow shock.
But I feel like if they saw it, that they would definitely take advantage and get the heck out of there.
Yeah, most. But
if I was robbing a place and the police have surrounded me, but then they started dancing, I'd see that as my golden opportunity to just get out of the.
You
bank.
Say that now, thinking like a brilliant mastermind, but you might get swept up and caught in a moment. You might get swept up and caught up in a moment. You might hear music that you like when they're doing it. You don't know. Just
saying. Because I don't want to go to jail.
I'm just
no. There's no song that would. I couldn't resist.
Coolest arrest ever.
It would be a cool arrest. But I'm just saying. I think me and many other criminals and would-be criminals would just get out if cops.
I want
dancing.
Police breakdancing. I want them doing dance offs. I want them encouraging young people, gang members, and everybody dance off.
Dance off. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I want. Just saying.
Okay.
But go ahead. But we got the.
I wanted to ask you one more thing about this article, though.
All right, because we still got to get to our the quick cake.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get to quick cake.
Talk to me.
Quick cake.
What's
boss.
Up?
So, New Zealand.
Yes.
Does it kind of sound like museum?
Mm. Now, if you would have said New Zealand.
What did I just say?
If you would have said New Zealand, that could have been kind of cool. But
New Zealand.
I see what you're.
Did you hear? What did I just say? Which word?
It's not like you said museum.
I said New Zealand.
I hear you.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, I think that's a good way to close this article. New Zealand museum, virtually no difference. So we have another.
It's so bad. No. New Zealand is great, I think. We'll find out.
Well, what's wrong with museums? No, I wasn't dissing New Zealand at all.
I know, but you think of museum, you don't think of hip-hop cops, man.
No.
At least not yet.
I think of something interesting, a collection of cool things to go check out, much like New Zealand and their diverse Lord of the Rings area.
Well played, Jordan. Well played, Jordan.
There we
well
go.
Played. I'll give you that.
Keith, we have other articles to go to, so.
Well, whatever, dude.
Actually, right now, we have the nurse quits job.
Best nurse ever.
Yeah, so she she made a cake to announce that she's quitting, and the cake said, the name of their hospital, Western State.
Yes.
And it said, I quit, big letters, exclamation marks, and sincerely, Sarah Childers.
Yeah.
Little backstory. Sarah Childers worked in the Western State Hospital.
Are you sounding it out now? What, you can't read it now? You need some glasses, bro? What's going on?
I'm building it up for, like, you know, dramatic effect.
Sure, Jordan, sure.
Sarah Childers.
Yeah. Farsighted. Something blind. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, so she made the cake, and she felt like she wasn't getting good treatment there, and the patients weren't, you know.
Well, yeah, let me assist. So the cake says Forensics 2 Swing Shift, I love you. So cool coworker, she's giving a shout out to her coworkers saying I got love for y'all, but I got to bounce.
Yeah.
but like you said, I quit. Yeah.
She said that the pay was low, the hours were long, and the hospital staff aren't given enough training. She also said the management spends too much time writing up employees' mistakes and handing out punishments. So it sounds like a place that I would want to quit from.
I believe her.
You believe her?
I believe her.
Before we even talked about this, you immediately said that you're on her side, and I think I am too.
Yeah, because no one makes this type of thing up. You know what I'm saying? You just don't say something like that unless you really feel that way.
Yeah, no.
You know what
I mean? It takes a lot of courage to get a cake made. Like, you've already kind of – you've put yourself in this. I wouldn't do something like that unless I won the lottery. Then I would feel comfortable enough to go back into the car dealerships or mattress stores, whatever people work at nowadays. I don't know what you young kids.
Right. Well, and to you know, continue to finish off from what you were saying about why she did this. She says, you know, because you stated that she says that, you know, management spends too much time writing up people, you know, it's mistakes. And handing out punishments. And she says, quote, how do we control the population with such little staff and so many patients, unquote. You know, and then she said, quote, you can't have individualized treatment that way.
Yeah.
So this is a real serious thing for her. She's just like, you know, we're trying to serve our patients and you're preventing me from doing that. So I can't be the best nurse that I am, you know, in this institution that I'm working in. So it's time to go. So, ideally, this story will grow more legs, and then maybe it will force the institution to look at itself more carefully and be more.
Well, they did
reflective.
They did mm-hmm. comment on the whole story.
Oh,
they,
please.
Said this was quite likely the most unique letter of resignation
uh-huh.
ever submitted to Western State Hospital. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we thank the 2,000 dedicated staff members who do come to work day and night because they find it both challenging and rewarding to help our patients on their journey to recovery.
Yeah, so what that means to me is, of course, they're going to say that.
Yeah, they're kind of making her, yeah.
You know,
thank everyone else for not quitting their job to help people save lives.
It's all good, man. It's all good. So, We want to take this time to say thanks again for everyone for listening. We appreciate all of you.
You guys are the best, really. Yeah,
definitely. And you can check us out at gsmcpodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, catch us on Google Play, SoundCloud, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, we got Twitter. We got Google Play. I think you covered everything.
All right. Well,
we're literally everywhere. Look to the stars and shout Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith.
There you go.
Sure enough, you'll hear us.
Exactly. So,
Song of the Wind.
Yes, I am Keith.
I am Jordan, yeah.
So, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.
See you somewhere out there, guys. Yeah.